hello everyone. So yeah, welcome to my first podcast ever. I never thought I will do that one day and precisely in English, but I think that's a very interesting thing to do. So let's do it. So we are at the end of the semester and I am so much excited for Christmas and the vacations and everything, but we still have to finish that goddamn session. I will ask you only one question. How would you describe yourself right now in two words? Simple, right? For myself, it's tired and broke. Oh yeah, tired and broke. Personally, it's not the first time I'm tired in my life, but broke? That's another story. So, my podcast today will answer to these two questions. How to be less tired and how to be less broke by saving money. Because, you know, the easy answers to these questions will be to sleep better and more and to work more or to have rich parents, to be richer, but yeah, no, that's impossible to do for the majority of us. So I'll give you real and possible solutions. Being in the Christmas theme, let's start with make your own gifts instead of buying stuff from the store. I think there, it depends on the person you give your homemade gift to. For example, I know my parents will be happy with anything I will give them, but I really want to give them something they would like. And I'm not a great artist or I don't have a lot of imagination. So yeah, it will be a little bit complicated for me or my parents. But I mean, if you are really broke, you can save a lot of money by doing that, and that's a really great solution for that time of the year. Let's go with the second solution proposed. Master the 30-day rule. And that is a really good idea. Well, for myself. When I go to the store, I'm impulsive. You know, I'm really impulsive. I see something nice, I buy it. If I can decide between two things, it's not complicated. I take the two things. So I really need to apply that 30-day rule. And well, maybe that's your case. But if it's not, let's go to the third solution to save money. Drink water. You're maybe asking yourself right now, how water could help me saving money? Well, I don't know for you, but me, I really like to eat so much. So I spend so much on food when I'm going out. But the solution to that is simple. Drink water. By drinking water, you are less hungry, so you spend less on food. Ta-da! Magic. So much magic. The first solution is a little bit more philosophical, but I'll give it to you. Share your dreams with people you love. It's really important, so I'll repeat it. Share your dreams with people you love. This seems like, you know, like another way to save money. But think about it. If you spend time with the people you love the most and come to some consensus about your dreams, it becomes easy for you all to plan for it. Set like a big audacious goal together and encourage each other to be financially fit. Soon, you'll find you're doing it naturally and your dreams are coming closer than ever. And this is so true, believe me, I never realized that, but I always did that, applied that, and it worked. You can save a lot of money, but by only being with people you love and will love you. Please do it and believe me. Do holiday shopping right after the holidays. You know, most people use this technique for Christmas, but it works for every holiday. Wait until about 2 days after a holiday, then go out shopping for items you need that are themed for that day. For example, get a Mother's Day card for next year the day after Mother's Day. You heard me. Get Easter egg decorating kits the day after Easter and Halloween decorations on November 1st. Get wrapping paper, cards, bows, and gift bags the day after Christmas. The discounts are tremendous, and you can just put this stuff in the closet until next year. My critique for that is that you need to be organized and to remember you bought something. For example, my mother buys Christmas gifts all year long, so when it comes to December, she doesn't have to buy all the gifts at the same time because, you know, ouch, her bank account if so. So we talked about the 30-day rule, but now here's the 10-second rule. When you pick something to buy, stop yourself for only 10 seconds and ask yourself why you're buying it and whether you actually need it or not. If you can't find a good answer, put the item back, please. But the problem with that solution is the way you think personally. Whether I need or not something, if it's nice and pretty, well, the answer is so simple, buy it. But let's see, maybe for you it may work. So now that I gave you some simple solutions to save more money or spend less, I'll tell you what to do to be less tired. First of all, start moving. Please start moving. Since our workout at the gym, I have so much more energy than before. And it doesn't sound logical, but every time I train, it gives me a boost of energy that I can't explain. You don't have to go to the gym or move a lot, but just a little, like a quick jog, for example. Doing this will get your blood flowing and your energy up. It will also make you look more refreshed and give you some color if you look like a zombie. The second solution seems stupid, but so intelligent. Sleep. Sometimes we forget it even exists. And sometimes we listen to movies or series and forget what time it really is. Thank you, Netflix. But put you an alarm like 1 hour before going to sleep or do something relaxing before going to bed. For example, I stretch. It relaxes my body and my mind and helps me focus on myself and not on virtual things like my Facebook feed or movies or whatever. You can also read a book. It is better than having a screen in front of you projecting lights in your eyes and not your brain. So, make sure you do something relaxing before going to bed and, well, put on your best pajama and get that sleep, guys. Finally, eat well. Artificial sugars gives you a boost of energy, but only for some minutes. After that, you start feeling more tired than what you were before eating your candies or your chocolate. Eat fruits, vegetables, eggs, peanuts, etc. Your food is your first source of energy. Use it well, okay? Well, I hope you learned about the things I said in my podcast, and I really want you to try these tricks. Believe me, they are good. Thank you, guys. Ciao.